And I wonder if you've heard that kind of complaint in your own experience as you've walked with other people. They've said, where is God in all of this? Have you heard that kind of complaint? I think I have a roving mic there somewhere. Oh, it's right here. Thank you. And, well, Kevin, let me start with you since you stood up here. And if you think of something, just raise your hand and I'll be sure to. What is the kind of disappointment people have expressed with God?
You hear people and they don't have a right perspective of God. They think it's, some people it's, he's the everlasting Santa Claus with all your gifts and rewards. But they forget, they ask something else. They ask us to obey him and to love him.
So the question is, what is the realistic expectation of God? What does he require of us? And right. Okay. Anybody else about your hearing or expectation of disappointment with God? Okay, Terry, and then right back to you there.
I think sometimes we forget that God's ways are higher than our ways, and so. If he doesn't act in a way we think he should act, or if he says no to a prayer, then we can tend to, be disappointed with him.
Okay, because we just don't understand God's ways sometimes. Thank you. Okay, good, thank you. Yes, there are false expectations. People think, well, I've dedicated my life to God now, everything is going to work out all right. And that's not the case. Anybody else? I think George has a word or two to share. If anyone else wants to share something about, what you've heard people say about their disappointment with God.
Thank you.
Aries, good. Were the old times. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Aries. All right, good. Well, I remember one time when there was a person we knew very well, came from a very religious family. He had cancer of the throat or esophagus. Very different, I know, but my memory is failing me. The people prayed fervently for his healing and restoration. And it's apparently a very complicated operation. And his wife also was taken ill and did not have much strength to advocate for him. And he had surgery in one of our smaller hospitals where they didn't really have the skills necessary, and he died. They had, 2 or 3 follow-up operations within 2 days. And anyway, he died. And I remember that expression where was God when we needed him? And that disappointment, God has not come through for us. And we hear that kind of feeling expressed in our story today. And a follow-up from what Lepaw read for us earlier, we're reading from John 11, from verse 38 to 44. Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. O God of life and love, we come before you in a world that knows both great beauty and great deep sorrow, much laughter and chilling anxiety. We remember the rising of your Son, the voice that called Lazarus from the tomb, the stone rolled away, the promise that death does not have the final word. In the shadow of the cross and in the light of the resurrection, steady our hearts to hope once more. Yet we do not come lightly. We carry the weight of this world before you. We pray for the lands of the Middle East, for all places where violence has taken root, where fear and anger have hardened hearts. God of peace, soften what is hardened, heal what is broken, protect the innocent, and guide leaders and peoples into the ways of justice and mercy. Where there is war, let there be a turning toward peace. We remember those who grieve this day, those who sit in the quiet absence of someone they love, those who walk through illness, those who feel the nearness of death or carry its questions deep within. Be their comfort, O God. Stand beside them in the valley of the shadows and whisper again your promise of life. We pray in the name of the one who is the resurrection and the life, Jesus Christ, our Lord.